So today is June 26, 2050, in Sasana era 2559. Siaro has been expounding the Four Noble Truths for the yogis who are practicing at the Tathagata Meditation Center. So according to Satipatthana Sutra, Siaro has expounded the first two noble truths, dukkha and samudaya, suffering and the cause of suffering. So today, Siaro, we continue with the remaining two truths, noble truths, Nirodha Sajja and Magga Sajja, the noble truth or cessation of suffering, and the noble path directing to that cessation of suffering. So the first noble truth is the truth of suffering. So here suffering refers to the conditioned phenomena, mental and physical phenomena, mind and matter are solid suffering. They are real suffering. But we think and our illusion that these mind and matter, I and mind, we take delight in them. That's the attachment is called samudaya, the cause of suffering. And then dukkha, samudaya, and suffering, and the cause of suffering, both we cease when we experience nibbana. So nibbana is the cessation of all sort of suffering, that means all sort of mental and physical phenomena. So regarding nibbana, last day Siaro Usujana, Venerable Siaro Usujana, he expounded. So Siaro, today we expound the last noble truth, Magga Sajja, the noble path leading to the cessation of suffering, nibbana. So how to develop these magas, the noble truth, the path, noble path, and then Siaro we expound it. So Magga Sajja, the realization of Magga Sajja, the noble path to the complete cessation, can be completed only when we become arahat. So the Magga Sajja is fully experienced only by arahat. But as a Satipatthana meditator, we are also developing the Magga Sajja, the noble path, in some way or the other. There are three kinds of three stages of the Magga Sajja, the noble path, the Mula, Poba, and Ariya. So basic, preliminary, and noble. So three stages: basic stage, preliminary stage, and a noble stage. So basic stage on the noble path mainly refer to samadhi, right view, related to the karma. So karma is our own possession. So if we do good deeds, the good result will come to us in due course of time. If we do bad deeds, bad results will come to us. So this kind of belief is related to understanding, right understanding, samadhi. So this samadhi is, based on this kind of samadhi, we fulfill the sila and meditation and so on. So this samadhi, right view, or the understanding of karma as our own possession, is basic or fundamental stage or the mega noble path. And based on this basic noble path, we develop the continuous mindfulness and progressive insight, like the yogi practicing here. So here the yogi are developing the preliminary path, developing mindfulness and progressive insight. That means they are working on the preliminary path. So this Pupa Bhaga Meghenga, the preliminary path, or the development of the mindfulness and progressive insight, directly leads to the noble path, the Ariya Mega. So the development of mindfulness and progressive vipassana insight is still belong to worldly phenomena. But it can directly lead to the supra-mundane stage. So mindfulness is a mundane phenomena, but it can directly lead to supra-mundane stage called Lokottara. So preliminary path also exists, the eight factors in general. So we yogi here observe the precept. So that means we have already fulfilled the moral factors, like samma vayama, right speech, samma kammada, right action, and samma ajiva, right livelihood. So we have already developed these three moral factors. And then every time we develop mindfulness, and there are three samadhi-led factors, and then two wisdom-led factors, concentration. So for example, when we observe the mind and the mental and physical phenomena in their present moment, we discern or their true nature. We see them as they really are. At that moment, there is obviously effort, the mental energy, driving force behind our mindfulness. That is called samavayama, right effort. And then we become aware of the present phenomena. That awareness means samasati, right mindfulness. And then also the mind is fully focused on the present phenomena for that moment. That is called samadhi, right concentration. And also there is a certain kind of mental state that direct our mind to the object. Our attention is paid to the object. That kind of attention paid to the present phenomena is called samasankappa, right thought. And then we see the mental and the physical phenomena arising and passing away. We realize impermanence. And at the same time, we realize suffering and non-self. So this realization is a right view, samadhi. So in this way, every moment of mindfulness, we develop five preliminary factors. And then, along with the three moral factors, so we are regarded to develop the eight preliminary factors with every moment of mindfulness. So whatever phenomena maybe, we become aware of them, and then at that moment we develop eight preliminary factors, preliminary path factors. And then we can also experience peacefulness as a result of freedom from the mental defilements. We experience peacefulness in a momentary manner. The moment we discern mind and body as they really are, there is a peacefulness. That peacefulness is anyway comparable to the Nibbana. So we can call it Tathanga Nibbana, momentary Nibbana. So in this way, we develop this Nirodha Satya, cessation of the suffering, Nibbana. Of course, Nibbana can be fully realized only when we are enlightened. But in some way, we experience the peacefulness comparable to real Nibbana. So, so for yogis here, they already observe the precepts. So we are all considered to have been purified in terms of the morality. So we have moral purification, sila visuddhi. We meet moral purification in this sense. So when we practice developing continuous mindfulness, in the beginning, we observe the rising, falling of the abdomen. As instructed Mahasi Siyaro, according to the Buddha's teaching. So we see rising, falling, and also we experience or we become aware of the sensation, unpleasant sensation, like the pain or ache or numbness or itchiness. And also we note the wandering mind and so on. So during the walking meditation, we know the lifting, moving forward, and dropping, focusing our mind on the moving foot. So when we observe the present phenomena, and we develop mindfulness, but in the beginning, the mind naturally, mind is wandering. So mind is not very pure. They're still polluted, and so that mental pollution is called hindrance, the nivarana. So these mental pollutions hinder the progress in the mindfulness. So when we think about something desirable, the desire take place. And then when we think about something disagreeable, we feel averse and aversion take place. So in this way, the mind is not really purified or the mental defilements, especially mental hindrances like sensual desire or aversion or hatred, anger, and so on. But with the stronger determination and a continuous mindfulness, later we will become able to follow the objects rising, falling from the beginning to the end. And also we will be able to focus on the object for longer and a longer period. So the longer we are able to focus on the object, and then the purer the mental hindrances come in. So we have less desire and less aversion and so on. In this way, we purify our mind or the mental hindrances. That's what's called mental purification, citta visuddhi. So every moment our mind is focused on the present phenomena, there arises the concentration. Momentary concentration, moment by moment concentration, which is literally known as mental purification. So through this concentration, the mental and the physical phenomena, mind and matter become prominent, become clear, obvious. And then we can distinguish between mental phenomena and physical phenomena. What is noted? What is known? For example, we are noting rising, falling, or the abdomen. So rising, falling is a physical phenomena, characterized by physical phenomena. And then separate from the knowing mind or noting mind. So in the same way, during the walking, lifting, moving, and we are observing. The foot lifting, moving is represent physical phenomena, and then noting mind is a mental phenomena. So what is noted, what is noting and knowing? Without knowing mind, without knowing mind, the physical body is like the dead body. So the knowing mind is very important to make this body active and alive. So in this way, we can distinguish between mental phenomena and physical phenomena. Some yogis, they realize this understanding. They understand this way, mind and body are separate phenomena. And sometimes they even report as Seattle, they feel like they were watching somebody else. So like the two persons, one is walking, another is noting. So in the same way, during the walking, some yogi, they found the body like a robot. And then noting mind is like someone else watching the robot. So that means they distinguish between the mind and matter and physical phenomena. So the physical phenomena are not knowing. The mental phenomena are the ones that knowing things. So that's how we develop the first insight into the nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. So the knowing mind is called nama, and unknowing physical phenomena are called rupa. So when we are able to distinguish between knowing mind and unknowing physical phenomena, and then we can distinguish clearly between mind and body, mind and matter. So this is the insight into the mind and matter, or the insight distinguishing between mind and matter. This insight is basic, but extremely important. Because all higher progressive vipassana insights are based on this insight. So at this stage of insight, we can purify ourselves on the wrong view. Normally, we are under illusion that it is me going, doing things, sitting, standing, acting. That's simply illusion. Or we may feel sometimes like in the innermost, there is I doing things or thinking. I be the same person from the day I was born until now. The same person. So these kind of notions are called deity. So when we wrong view, when we are able to distinguish between mind and matter, we realize there is only mind and matter. And then there will be no room for such illusion, such a wrong view. And when we realize ourselves, we are nothing but ever-changing psychophysical process. So in the same way, all other living beings are also all ever-changing psychophysical process. At this moment, normally mental and physical phenomena are very clear to us, very obvious to us, like the physical phenomena especially very obvious, like heat or coldness or heaviness or tension or tightness. Physical phenomena are very obvious. And then during the walking, so through the continuous mindfulness, our concentration is getting strong, and we can see clearly the physical phenomena changing with the movement of the foot, lifting, moving forward, and dropping. So when we lift the foot, we will become aware or like the pulling or pushing. When we lift, or sometimes we feel our leg, our foot is lifted. And then when we push forward, we can feel our foot is pulling like the magnet. The magnet pull our, somewhat like magnet pulling our foot. So in this way, we realize we discern physical energy or physical phenomena. When we drop our foot, the floor sometimes feel like hard, but later we can also feel the floor is maybe soft and like the mud, muddy ground, or sometimes the water. Sometimes we may feel our foot get into the muddy ground, and we may feel like that. That means we are discerning the physical phenomena in their own characteristics. In this way, mind and matter, mental and physical phenomena become obvious. The knowing is mind. The mental phenomena are not known, or physical phenomena are not known. So normally, before we develop mindfulness, so we always feel this is a me who is going or eating or acting. So I am moving. In this way, we have ego illusion, atta deity, or we take the mental and physical phenomena as I or mine or sakaya deity. So the moment we discern mental and physical phenomena in their present moment, then we can purify our view or the ego illusion. That is how we purify our mind or the wrong view, sakaya deity. In Pali, we call deity visuddhi, the purification of the view. So when we are purified on the wrong view, and then that we are taking one more step. For example, when we observe rising, falling of the abdomen, there is a physical phenomena involved in the rising, falling. And then there is a knowing mind or noting mind. We discern both spontaneously. And then there is a sitting body, and then knowing mind, and then there is a sensation and a feeling. So whatever object we note, the mind rush toward the object and focus on that. And then we realize there is a rising movement of the abdomen. And then subconsciously, subsequently, the knowing mind follow. So in this way, this the physical cause and the mental results. In the same way, during the walking, We know the lifting, moving forward, and dropping. So when we lift our foot, we noted lifting. And then lifting is a physical phenomena, the foot, and then knowing mind is a mental phenomena. So when we lift our foot, subsequently, we become aware of the foot movement. So here also very obvious, the physical object is a cause and the mental phenomena is results. And there's a cause and effect. Now in the same way, we can also can catch the intention that is leading our physical actions. So for example, when we lift our foot, so the intention to lift come first, and then lifting movement follow. And in the same way, when the moving forward and then dropping, so intention come first, and then the physical movement follow. So in this case also, the mind is the cause, the physical phenomena is a result. We realize cause and effect in this way also. Then most of the time, the mind is leading our physical actions, like the intention to lift, intention to move, intention to drive. These are mental state. They are leading our physical actions. So we realize in this way the cause and effect. And in the same way, when we see, hear, smell, taste, or touch, there are mental and physical phenomena. When we are seeing, for example, what we see and through which we see, meet the eyes, these two are physical phenomena. And then there is based on these two physical phenomena, there arises seeing consciousness. So physical object, visible object, and eyes or eye sensitivities, they are cause. And then seeing consciousness is effect. There's a cause and effect. In this way, we start to realize the conditionality of mind and matter on the cause and effect from our own experience. That is called the Paccaya Parikkhaññāna, the second insight into the conditionality of mind and matter, or insight into the cause and effect. So in this way, we realize the cause and effect. At this stage, we may experience seeing the color or light, and then so on. Sometimes we may see the light is a particle like a shining or the firefly. And then sometimes the bright light is appear and disappear, sometimes color. And then at the same time, we become aware of the seeing the light. Then mostly the light comes first, and awareness of light comes later. So, and there is also cause and effect. We realize cause and effect. Especially at this stage, we discern the physical phenomena, physical and mental phenomena in their beginning part. So that's why Sierra often asks yogi whether the yogi is able to follow the object from the beginning to the end. And then sometimes Sierra makes sure which part of the object is more obvious, a beginning part or middle part, or the ending part, or the way the object is clear. So Sierra often raises the question to the yogi. In the same way, there are many physical, mental feelings, yogi experience, or physical sensation like the pain or itchiness or ache and numbness and so on. So yogi can find the different physical sensation or different sensation arising and passing away. And also at this stage, yogi may experience the mental images. Sometimes, suppose he may experience or they may happen to see in their mind's eyes, like the someone who passed away years ago, or someone he or she really loved before. This kind of image may happen to appear to the yogis. And in some cases, yogi get frightened. It's not something scary, actually. It is just the concept, conceptual object. So all we have to do is to note it, to know them as they really are, like seeing and seeing. We have to know them until they disappear. So there is only cause and effect. For some reason, they arise and disappear. So while observing present phenomena, we realize the cause and effect. So this is empirical insight into the cause and effect. Based on this empirical insight, we realize the mental and physical phenomena in the past, also cause and effect. And in the future, the mental and physical phenomena is interrelated. They are just cause and effect. So in this way, we realize the by inference all mental and physical phenomena in the present, future, or in the past. And then we can overcome three kinds of wrong view. Because we realize there is a cause and effect, conditionality of mind and matter. And then we overcome the ahituka deity, the wrong view or the belief in no cause. So everything on earth arises and passes away in random. There is no particular cause. So this kind of notion is called ahituka deity, the wrong view related to the faith in no cause. And this life, human life, is fully attributed to our wholesome deed we have done in the previous life. And animals, they become animals because of their unwholesome deed. So there are also cause and effect. If we don't believe cause and effect, that is a wrong view. We call ahituka deity. So when we realize the conditionality of mind and matter, they are cause and effect, then there will be no room for such wrong view. And then there come another kinds of deity, wrong view. We call visamahetu deity, the belief in wrong cause. So according to this belief, we are all created by someone or like the god or goddess. This kind of belief is called visamahetu deity, the belief in wrong cause. And when we see mental and physical phenomena, they are interactions and they are conditionalities, and we realize the law of cause and effect, and in the past, in the future, and every mental and physical phenomena are cause and effect. So we overcome the skeptical doubt who we are, whether we ever existed in the past, or whether we will exist in the future. This kind of doubt will be dispelled or removed when we realize the cause of mind and matter. So this is the purification called the purification of skeptical doubt or the wavering mind. So now time is up. Seattle have two more days to continue this topic. Seattle will continue the higher stages of Vipassana insight next 2 days. So that's all for today. Thank you for your attention. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.